I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about the concept of making daily sacrifices. Now, this is probably not one of those titles that we go, oh, yay, daily sacrifice. And it might seem really obvious, but when I think about prayer and fasting, we talk about fasting in the Bible, that's a difficult thing to know how to do it. And is, do we have to give up something for, and we do it during Lent, or we do it during other parts of our lives, and do we need to go on an 8-day fast? And sometimes, a guy named Matthew Kelly shared something with me recently, or years ago, I should say. He said, hey, Pat, every day just find one opportunity to go, oh, I'm not going to have that. You might go to the cupboard to get something. You might go, I'm not going to have it. Not for my diet, but just I'm going to say, hey, God, I'm going to give that one thing up. Even a small thing. Every day just to say to you, I give this to you. And I think that's something that we can all relate to. There's a moment in the day where we can go, I'm not going to do that one thing that I feel like doing. And just that small act of fasting and sacrifice can change our entire view of what that means.
And there's a spiritual power in that that's profound. I mean, Jesus, it was a given to him that his followers would fast after the bridegroom was taken from them. You can read about this in Scripture. I don't know how most Christians have kind of breezed on past this as if it's not a given. No, this is part of Christian life, to make little sacrifices, because it trains your soul. It makes you holier. It reminds you that you don't just exist for your body and bodily things. It focuses you more on God, but it's also got a spiritual power to it. It amplifies your prayers when you offer them with a sacrifice. Now, it's easy to think of big sacrifices, right? When I was a kid, I would learn about the saints and martyrs and the heroes of the faith. I thought, I want to be like them. But what about those little daily things? I never thought, man, I'm so excited to follow Jesus and to sacrifice for him. I want to do this little thing that's annoying to me. I want to not complain as I do this regular daily duty. I mean, sometimes you don't have to do extra, right? The sacrifice is present to you. And just to do it well, we breeze over those things, but they're no less powerful.
And, you know, for those of us that are overachievers or that are wounded enough to feel like we're performers and we have to do this, or even if we suffer with a little bit of scrupulosity, which is like, oh, I got to be better. It's easy to go, I need to give that up. And then I need to give that up. And then I need to give that up. And we start to think, maybe I shouldn't be enjoying anything. And that's not how we're supposed to be. And so a wonderful on-ramp to embracing the beauty of fasting is to pick a little thing every day. And it starts to get a little bit easier. But this is not about self-flagellation. It's about just entering into this, and it's an on-ramp to understanding that. So let's pray about it.
Lord, thank you for the little sacrifices you give us to make each day, to purify our souls, to serve humanity, and to offer them up as prayers for your blessing to come down upon this world. Help us to not overlook those things. Help us to see them and to offer up whatever we can, whatever you give us to offer, with generous hearts. Amen.
Amen.